need to back away. If you're going to come forward, you need to back away and put out that fire. You're slowly going to come ahead. We don't want to arrest any one of you. Go south on the roadway.
This is Winona LaDuke, and I'd like to talk about the Dakota Access Pipeline. It's really a sort of new chapter of horrible unfolding each day in North Dakota. This week, I watched the arrival and deployment of 900 law enforcement officials from 17 counties, 12 cities, and from 4 states using public funds to protect Energy Transfer Partners' private project, the Dakota Access Pipeline. "We're choking on hate and no one seems to care," attorney Angela Bibin said, after tear gassing hundreds of people, shooting at people with beanbag guns and rubber bullets, all supposed to be non-lethal, but we actually had a horse die from a point-blank hit by a rubber bullet, tasering folks and using some eardrum-shattering sirens, I'm pretty rattled. So far, about 400 people have been strip-searched. Women were forced to stand naked in front of male officers, and as of late last week, have been locked in dog kennels covered with tarps. That was after some of them had been, quote, waterboarded and a lot of painful things done to them, all according to Amnesty International violations of international law. I'm pretty much horrified. In the meantime, woven stories of hearsay and rumors speak of Indians stealing cattle. Some 30 were claimed as missing and found a week later by Sioux County rancher. There's a guy who was out there on site apparently with an AR-15 who turned out to be Kyle Thompson, a Dakota Access security guard, in the middle trying to act like he was really on the right side of things. That weapon was belonging to Dakota Access. And I interviewed this guy who was an Iraq war vet. He was arrested by Morton County for opposing the pipeline. What he told me was that when he went to Iraq, he thought he went there to fight for his country. But here on the Missouri River, this is his country. This is what he was fighting for. So in the end, I have to ask, what's this all about? What is energy independence? Is this about energy independence or is this about hate and profits? Consider this past month. The North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, DMR, released data revealing a significant drop in oil production. No surprise. Bakken production was down 46,000 barrels per day to 930,000 barrels per day. For North Dakota, the agency reports an average of 981,000 barrels of oil a day in August, down from 1 million barrels a day in July. That 900,000 barrels per day is projected to be pretty much the same until 2019. No big boom in that, and that market is already being served by present pipelines and railcars. So let me know, where is the additional 570,000 barrels a day of oil that they want to put in the Dakota Access Pipeline coming from? What would justify so much social destruction? Now, some may say that this will stop the so-called bomb trains, like that which blew up in Castleton a couple years ago, but that's not true. Oil train traffic is a fraction of what it was 2 years ago, and second, railroads serve different customers than pipelines, and pipelines also blow up. That's what just happened down in Alabama. So that's why railroads are being used by customers, is because they go to different destinations. Railroads have more flexibility. We've also been told that this pipeline is about energy independence, but that's not really U.S. energy independence if we are exporting 5 million barrels daily of oil at the expense of decency and environmental review. Just remember, this project, the DAPL pipeline, was approved under an expedited permitting process intended for very, very small projects, not a full environmental review. Now, lucky for Energy Transfer Partners and others like Enbridge, with one-third interest in this pipeline, people that are interested in profiting from trade agreements, that a 40-year ban on exporting U.S. crude oil was lifted in December. Since then, there's been a sevenfold increase in America's oil exports. So, let me present what I think is a sane answer, i.e., real energy independence. If we spent $3.9 billion, that's the price tag of the Dakota Access Pipeline, on renewable energy, we could have 5 kilowatts of solar per household. That's about half the needs of an average house for 64,000 houses. We could have 323 2 megawatt wind power plants, or enough to power most of North Dakota, and 161,000 retrofits worth about $8,000 each for individual homes, saving some homeowners about $300 a year in heating costs. If we spent just what North Dakota is spending on militarizing and strip searching people, that would be enough for most of the folks on Standing Rock. Now, to me, that's energy independence. I feel like I'm looking at Honduras or El Salvador. Troops sweep in, batons take aim at arms and heads. Tear gas is poured on people, teenage girls are maced, and bullets from non-lethal weapons, rubber bullets, hurt and kill a horse. Morton County feels the need to strip and cavity search individuals facing misdemeanor charges. This is not El Salvador. This is not Honduras, and this is not the democracy that I expect. And frankly, I think that the rights of corporations should not be at the expense of human rights. I would like solar and wind, clean air and water, and some peace. I'd like some peace. People getting arrested, like myself, consider ourselves to be patriotic. We are defending the land and water of North America, and we'd like some peace. Miigwech, this is Winona LaDuke. Thank you.